I'm David Brancaccio in New York. An update this morning about U.S.-China relations given the trade war. President Trump said that he had a, quote, good talk on the phone with Chinese President Xi yesterday. And Bloomberg News, citing unnamed sources, is reporting that Trump has asked members of his cabinet to draw up a more concrete list of things the U.S. wants from China to get negotiations moving. Now, there's no independent confirmation of this, and some analysts remain skeptical. At the same time, the administration is pledging to prosecute more Chinese companies accused of stealing intellectual property. Thursday, the Justice Department indicted three former employees at the microchip maker Micron and some other companies for allegedly handing trade secrets to the Chinese. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Micron makes memory chips for electronics, including smartphones. It relies heavily on Chinese manufacturers. But at the same time,
Chinese policy is to squeeze them out of the market.
Jim Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, he says this is emblematic of the dilemma facing U.S. tech companies.
How do we work with Chinese companies in a way that doesn't end up selling them the rope we would use to hang ourselves?
The Trump administration's broad answer includes the crackdown on intellectual property theft, but also tariffs, limits on U.S. tech exports to China, and restrictions on visas for tech workers and students.
The goal is really to disentangle the U.S. economy from the Chinese economy.
Susan Shirk chairs the 21st Century China Center at UC San Diego. She thinks the strategy is too heavy-handed. Tech companies are also conflicted. They want protection for their intellectual property while criticizing tariffs for disrupting their business. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.